Thank you, President. Since our delegation was mentioned in some of the comments made by my colleagues, I'm afraid I am compelled to take the floor again in order to react to what's been said. Our delegation has nothing to fear from broadcasting if that broadcasting is going to be carried out in line with the practice which has been agreed in international settings, and if that broadcasting takes place in a formal plenary meeting. We are ready to have a formal plenary session if we can approve and confirm the rules of procedure on the understandings which were described by our delegation. If, however, we're talking about working informally, then that is a completely different kettle of fish. It's a completely different system, and the modalities are different. And those modalities do not include broadcasting. Meetings in an informal setting at the UN General Assembly take place without broadcasting. I assure you, President, that our delegation is as interested in broadcasting as any other delegation is, since many experts from the Russian Federation who have been unable to be here themselves in Geneva today also observe what is happening here through broadcasting, and they also want to be informed about the discussions which are taking place on the substantive issues, or due to take place on the substantive issues here in this meeting. However, as far as we are concerned, we need to follow the Hippocratic Oath followed by all doctors, that being, do no harm. And we believe that setting up such a precedent, to it having broadcasting in informal discussions, is going to do harm to the future work done by this meeting. We would like to avoid that, President. And therefore, if the work is going to be done in an informal setting, then we insist that it go ahead without broadcasting. As to last year, and I say this because many people have referred to it, we have an important question. On what basis did the technical services carry out the broadcasting last year? Who authorized the carrying out of that broadcasting? We say openly that the Russian Federation did not take such a decision. And therefore, we consider that broadcasting, which was done last year, as a technical error, which was allowed to occur. And in our opinion, that is unacceptable because it is now having an influence on what is happening here at today's discussion. Therefore, President, we should like to underscore that if the discussion goes ahead in an informal session, then for our delegation, it will be problematic to have that discussion if the proceedings are being broadcast, because that would be contradictory with the normal practices followed in international settings where informal discussions take place. Thank you.